بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شعر فاضل أبو الشيخ أبو الرومي برفق
My cousin working Who of us made dua Ya Allah let it work yeah, Or we just said looking around Or something We all should make dua Anything turn to Allah ta'ala. And use like Ya Subuh, Ya Quddus All the names of Allah By which Allah Ta'ala Rahmat comes down Any problem we have, first thing let us turn to Allah Ta'ala.
Jazakumullah khair. Hazrat Wala ka kalam ka mauzu hai, rashk karta hai zameen par aasma. The sky is envy on the earth. So when it happens, Hazrat Nashar, Kya kahu mein darde dil ki daastaan جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہو فغاں ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا یا کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں جب سنو گے داستاں عاشقاں جب سنو گے داستاں عاشقاں پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں دوستوں یہ درد دل کا بوستاں دوستوں یہ درد دل کا بوستاں ہے عطا دوست بہر دوستاں ہے عطا دوست بہر دوستاں جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زمان سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زمان ایسی جاں پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا ایسی جاں پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیان ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیان جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جسم خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستاں جس میں خاکی ہے فقط ہے دوستاں دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا, رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں, رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان, جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغا. ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہو فغا, ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو, جس میں خاکی ہے فقط ہے دوستاں. جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں, پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں, جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد. This beautiful poem of Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, written in South Africa in 1414 in Shaban, 28th Shaban 1414 in February 1994. Hazrat Wazir, then this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentions, and this is one of the objects of coming to the Khanqah, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just after Asr Salat I was reading one kitab which Hazrat Dami rahmatullah alayh told Mufti Shafi Tab rahmatullah alayh to translate Maqalat al-Sufiya, or some statements of the Sufiya. So they quote one great Buzruq of the 2nd century or 3rd century who says that the object of Tasawwuf is four things. He says the first thing, object of Tasawwuf is the Suluk, where we come to the Majlis, the Khanqa. He says the greatest thing to get his love, and the greatest thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says the smallest thing in the world to get nafrat and hatred for it, which is dunya. Dunya, whatever turns a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get nafrat, to turn our attention away from the dead. And the third thing he says is ittiba'i wahi, to follow the Quran Sharif, to follow the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth thing he says apne halat hamesha khauf rehna, to always remain fearful of your condition, that how I'm going to leave this world. You see, this is the actual object and the sum total of tasawwuf, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just dislike for dunya, whatever will take a person away from Allah ta'ala, to follow the Quran Sharif, the wahi and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to always be fearful of a person's final condition, how will he leave this world, or his condition can yet change. Always he has this fear within himself. So in this poem, it mentions especially about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, what can I say about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through whose barakat and blessings I've got ahu fughah. I got that feeling in my heart in which I turn and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I go into sajda and the tears flow from my eyes. And the greatest enjoyment which comes to the ruh and the soul of a person, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can I say about that story which is in a person's heart? And it's obvious this is something which cannot be uttered by the tongue. A person cannot really speak these things. It is something of the heart which a person will understand. It's an internal thing. It's a zawqi thing, something which a person will taste in himself while he will go through this year. So, as we say, what can I say about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which, whose barakat has got the ability of making dua to Allah ta'ala and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really what a great thing Allah has given us is dua. Dua is one thing by which we can connect directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are actually speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which other mazhab, which other deen and religion has got actually a means of supplicating, like how we have got. Mullah Abul Hasan Ali Nabi rahmatullah alayhi wrote about dua, the benefit of dua. He said there were two aspects of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. One was his external aspect of da'wat. And normally people look at that. And the second aspect was his internal aspect, which he himself did, was dua. And then he writes, what a miracle Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us. It was dead in the world. No one was speaking to Allah ta'ala. No one was conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us how much to converse with Allah ta'ala. In all this condition what you must make dua. In this condition what dua you must make. So at all times your connection can be made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great gift Allah ta'ala has given to us. Allah gave us tawfiq that we utilize this gift. And one great gift to us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for his love, for connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it says, Ho Mubarak tujhko ae aao fuha, unke janib se karam paya aya. Blessed is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this only comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has got this love of Allah ta'ala, then this is, I find it from coming from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given it to me. It is his kindness. Otherwise, I'm not worthy of it in the least. But and now I'm getting the ability of crying before Allah Ta'ala, making dua, tawbah before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, جب سنو گے داستانِ عاشقہ پھر ملے گی تم کو بزمِ دوستہ. When a person hears the incidents and the stories of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then by means of this day, a person will get the ability of going to sit in the company and the sohbat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He will hear what and what conditions they went through. As our Buzurgs mentioned, just reading the stories of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, one, it will create a desire for a person to try to progress in life. I must also become like these people. And secondly, it will lead a person to understand his condition, that I am very faster. Otherwise, sometimes a person in his masjid, he's the only person making tahajjud salat, he comes first for fajr salat, he comes first for all the namazes. He lives last from the masjid, so he thinks I'm the most pious person now. Look at the other people. But then he starts reading the awliya Allah, the incidents of them, and then he realizes that these people, where they were in life, how far they had gone. So then a person himself now has to go to the awliya, the company of the awliya Allah. He gets a shock and the desire. So I need to change myself, I must become a better person also. Then Hazrat says, Dosto, ye dard dil ka busta, ye ata ye dost bahar dosta. This garden of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, these majalis which we are sitting in, this is a gift from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala which is giving to his other friends. Allah is bestowing us with the favor of coming and sitting in the sohbat of the awliya Allah. Really, this is a very, very great bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this great garden which we have got here, this is a gift from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We should appreciate it. And sometimes this thought comes to my mind also that Allah's great fadl and kindness. If you look in the whole South Africa, maybe how many majalis of this kind are there? Maybe there are certain mashayikh, mashallah, 5, 10, 15 mashayikh who have these majalis in the whole country. And throughout the world also, how many places? Very, very few places. Really Allah has blessed us. We should take fully appreciate these gatherings. And Allah give us tawfiq always to avail ourselves that we, as our Hazrat mentioned the other day, we must have our priorities in life. Always see what is more important. So this is like our most important thing, that I need to get a connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Yes, sometimes now perhaps somebody is sick at home, for example, now you have to take your mother to the hospital or something, then the Shariat also gives, there is more importance given than even your Fard Namaz with Jamaat. So there a person has to understand the priorities in life. But really, compared to dunya, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said to one of his friends, he asked Hazrat, he wants to open another shop. So Hazrat says that when you open another shop, then you start coming late to me also. And sitting in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because now you will get more involved in dunya. You've got, Allah has given you enough, your faraz is being done. Now just the desire comes to a person, more and more I must go into dunya. So the Hazrat says that you'll be deprived of this year. And Hazrat mentioned once before also, a story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Once he was traveling with some people, with one person, and this person, they had three sandwiches. So the Isa alayhi salam ate one, this person ate one, and there was one left. So then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he kept it there, and Isa alayhi salam stepped away when he woke up, and he asked Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salam asked him, where is the sandwich, the roll? So he said, I don't know where it is. So this is only what, three of us here, me, you, and there's nobody else here, only two of us. Definitely you ate it. He said, no, I never ever ate it. So anyhow, they carried on, they came to three gold bars lying on the road. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, one is for me, one is for you, and one is for the person who ate the third roti. So he said, no, I ate it. Now suddenly he came, he ate it. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Mali wa li dunya, what connection have I got to the dunya? This one gold bar is yours, this other one, the one I also had is yours, and the third one also is yours. So he gave him all three gold bars. But he said, you must separate from me. So Hazrat said, sometimes that we think we are very clever, and we're running after dunya, we do haram things, and the harm, the effect of it is, a person is finally deprived of the suhbat of the awliya Allah. Allah Ta'ala takes him away from the company. So we always have to have the fear within ourselves. So to the point I wanted to mention, but then Hazrat mentioned, this continues the story. It's a lesson for us all. Anyhow, while the person is sitting now with his three gold bars, he was so excited. Suddenly two people came past, and they were crooks. And a crook, he is called a crook because he's crooked. He thinks crooked also, his mind is crooked, he acts crooked also. So he said, hey, this gold bars are here. So they came, they said, you also want gold bars. So he got frightened, so he said, no, never mind, there's three of us. I'll take one, you take one, he takes one. Said, what a great gift, let's celebrate. So they said, you go to the town and you buy some food and you'll have a big party. He was burning within himself that these people came and they're spinning my gold bars. I showed him a point. So he went to buy the get the food. So he bought the food, he bought some poison and he put it inside the food also. And then these people, they said, you know what, why must we give him one gold bar? Let's kill him. When he comes back, we'll have a nice meal also, we'll kill him. And then we can take all the gold bars away. So anyhow, when he came back, they ambushed him, they hit him, they killed him. And now he was lying on the ground, they took the food, they started eating it. And they also fell down dead because of the poison. And there were three people all dead lying on the ground, three gold bars also on the ground. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam walked past and he said, this is the reality of dunya. That the gold is still here, the money is still here, the dunya is still here. All of the people have lost their lives. So don't make this the object of our life. And sometimes now we think we are very clever, so because of this we are eventually deprived of the company of the awliya Allah. When a person goes too much into dunya and he forgets the object of his life. Then Hazrat says, جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفران رشت کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان. When a person is crying on the ground, he is seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as people are making istighfar, Allah won't send his punishment upon the people. Just the words also, Allah loves it so much. When the kuffar were making tawaf of Kaabatullah naked, and they were making istighfar, Allah forgive us, Allah didn't send his punishment upon them. Non-Muslims, but making istighfar. So if the Muslim people make istighfar, then definitely Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy will come upon us. We ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then when a person makes istighfar, then the people on the heavens, that is the angels, or the heavens itself makes rashk, it envies the land. That on you are people who've got humility within themselves, they've got abadiyat, this is true servitude. And one thing which is not found, or which is not it's found by others, but the angels, they do not make guna and sin, so they cannot cry to Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And this quality is very beloved in the sight of Allah Ta'ala when a person cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the heavens even they cry, that they are rashk, they've got envy for the land, because the people who are crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows the great value of tears in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as it says, Sekro ja ki hai barish har zama, aisi ja par jo fida ho tujh pe ya. That in every zamana, every time there are thousands, there is a rain of thousands of lives. And means people are sacrificing their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah ta'ala, we sacrifice our lives. Aisi jaapar jo fida ho tujh pe ya. Those people who sacrifice their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is somebody of great, great value. It can have two meanings. One meaning is that there are many lives, millions of people in the world. But that person who is truly successful is that person who sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or there are many, many people who are sacrificing their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something of great value in the sight and the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who will sacrifice his heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as it says, جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقا ان کی خاموشی ہے رشت کے صد بیا. When a person sees the lovers of Allah ta'ala even keeping quiet, then thousands of bayans, the envy of thousands of bayans, they're keeping quiet. It means other people will give so many bayans, but the effect which they can give, the wali of Allah who is sitting in his company, he's keeping quiet, is far, far greater than this. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention that when a wali of Allah Ta'ala gives bayans, as long as he's giving bayans, he's able to speak, then people get the anwarat and blessings from his speech. But he says a certain time comes in his life when he's completely quiet, he keeps quiet, he doesn't speak anymore. Then the nur comes out from every part of his body. And then the people who are around, he's just sitting in his sohbat and company, they are taking benefit from there. So we must take even full benefit. Sometimes the mashayikh, our shaykh won't speak also. But just sitting in his sohbat and company, inshallah, this has an effect on the person's iman. We must take that, make this muraqabah. We have come to take that anwarat and the blessings and the love of Allah Ta'ala which is in the shaykh, in the heart of our shaykh. So this inshallah will come into a person's heart. جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس میں خاکی کی ہے فقط اے دوستہ او اے فرینڈ. A person who hasn't got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his body of his. And Hazrat didn't say in the human being, he said آب و گل, the body made up of water and sand, that's what we are made of. So you see that my friends, that person has only got a body made of soil. He's nothing else. And there's no real value to soil. Because soil eventually will go and join us in soil. And then you will be completely destroyed. It will go into small, small pieces. There is no value to it. So that person who is made of soil, he's running after soil. Everything in this world is soil. A beautiful building, a person sees it was soil yesterday. It is soil tomorrow. Tomorrow again it is soil. So a person is running after soil. So that person who hasn't got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only got a physical body. This is nothing else he's got. The Nazir says, Dil mera muttar rahe tere liye hai yahi bas haasile har do jahan. The sum total of both the worlds is to have a heart which is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us this heart. Jab se tera gham mila hai ae khuda, rehta hai har waqt akhtar shadma. Since the time I got your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at every moment I'm remaining in happiness, in connection with you. I feel very happy, whether it's good conditions or difficult conditions. Shawliullah rahmatullahi says that when a person goes through, how will a person know when a musibat and a difficulty, a calamity upon him is rahmat of Allah or is punishment? So he says you must look at your heart. If your heart is parishan and worried, extremely worried, then he shows it's a punishment from Allah Ta'ala.
But if you got itminan at that time, you are comfortable and you notice the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're turning and you are happy with the condition of Allah ta'ala, then you must know it's a na'mat and a mercy of Allah ta'ala. And Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, the sign of it is, when a difficulty comes upon you, who do you turn to? If your attention is more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a sign, it's a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you turn your attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time you go more into guna and stand in the wrong ways, you go, then you must know this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, when they got the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all conditions, they remain happy, their hearts are happy and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us among those people also.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ أَمَّا بَعَدُ فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Great gifts that we have learned from our buzurgs, share it with our friends also. And today we find generally many people, illnesses are quite common, people have got illnesses. So the Ustad of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, had taught, and from many other buzurgs also, this very beautiful Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, it is advisable to add Sayyidina, Sayyiduna, Sayyidina, according to where it fits in, whenever the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. So if we take it more better, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi bi adadi kulli da'in wa dawain wa bi adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in. Every medicine, we added the kulli da'in wa dawa'in, and every illness and every medicine, wa bi adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in, and all whatever problems, diseases, and the shifa of it, as many as they are, we don't know. We people speak to us, we hear, which person has got so much difficulty, and how many a person will say, this difficulty I got, may Allah not give it to even to my enemy. And many people feel like that. Allah protect us all. Mm-hmm. And Maulana Qasim Nano, Maulana Yaqub Nano, Tui Rahmatullah Ali say, this is a cure for incurable diseases. The durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family has got great, great value. So to whenever we read for ourselves also, blow on the water, blow on ourselves, and all this, be convinced about it and be persistent. Not just one time we're going to read it, it's going to happen. We have to be persistent all the time. And the other beautiful dua also, Allahumma ya halimu, ya kareemu, ishfi, give shifa, then you take the person's name. For example, Allahumma ya halimu, ya kareemu, ishfi, Yunus. Whoever, you take the person's name. This also, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, said, it's got great, great effect. Only two conditions. One is to read it with conviction, and the other is to read it in abundance. So we read it with that conviction, and read it with abundance, and 100% the du'as are accepted. We might not seem to see it, but it is definitely accepted, and it has a great, great effect. So for all these problems, especially health problems that we have, we should try and read this. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi bi adadi kulli da'in wa dawain wa bi adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in. And Allahumma ya halimu, ya kareemu, ishfi, then you take the person's name. And one great way of getting our du'as accepted is to make du'a for somebody else. Somebody, we have got a problem, whatever our problem is, somebody else has got a problem, especially a similar problem, make du'a for that person.
I've got a heart problem, for example. I make dua for another person who's got a heart problem, or all who got heart problems. Ya Allah, give them all shifa. When we do that, the malaika in return says, for you the same thing. So our dua, we know what our dua is. But the farishtas' dua are 100% accepted. And this Allah loves that we turn to Him. So Allah give us tawfiq, make dua for us, make dua for the whole ummah. And we should also make regularly this dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qalbi ala deeni. Oh, the turn of heart, you make my heart firm on your deen. Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qalbi ala ta'ati. Oh, the turn of heart, turn my heart on your obedience. And when we make this dua, start from ourselves. We are in desperate need of it ourselves also. And then, just fast forward in our mind. Think of our immediate family, who we love to make dua for. Our friends, our family, our asatiza, our mashayikh, then finally the whole ummah. Grant us to the whole ummah. We are complaining a lot about what evils are happening in the ummah, and there are no doubt. But what are we doing about it? We should be making dua. Dua is one thing which is free of charge. And through dua, you connect yourself with Allah. And when a person does this, he becomes free from shirk. Because now he's only turning to Allah Ta'ala. No amils also, no sangomas, and no all other funny type of things. You are just turning to Allah Ta'ala. And that ibadat which is free of shirk, that ibadat has got very great value by Allah Ta'ala. And that person also who is a muwahid, Allah make us all muwahid, that we turn to no one and nothing but to Allah Ta'ala. So then we make this dua and we turn to Allah. And dua is an ibadat on its own. Dua, we get sawab for it also. Dua gives us connection with Allah Ta'ala. We become close to Allah Ta'ala. And dua solves our problems also. What a beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Also, what all the problems in the world, one reason why they're not getting solved is that whatever problems there are in the world, that we talk about it. We are worried what's happening here, what's happening there, and it is all because of our gunas. But to correct it, we don't start with ourselves. We want to correct the whole world, the whole ummah. But if we can correct ourselves, and to correct ourselves is the easiest. Nobody else's life is in our control. Not my wife, not my children, nobody. But my life, I can. So we try and change ourselves. And that example, that there's a drought somewhere, and people need water, and I come to know about it. So I've got a horse and trailer, big truck, and with all the trailer, very big truck. So I immediately set off to go and deliver. But I don't put water in my truck. I go with an empty truck. What am I going to deliver there? I've got that concern. I'm worried about it. I was discussing it. Poor people are suffering. No water to drink. Not one drop and that. But immediately I go. So the same way, first fill ourselves up. Till we are not full, how are we going to give? If we are empty, what are we going to give somebody else? So we have to fill. And at the same time, let us not fall in the misconception also that I must be just worried of myself. No, we are responsible for both things. For the whole ummah, the whole mankind, jinn and man. And the one thing we can do, is all of us can do, is make dua. And dua is free of charge. No scanner anywhere in security can scan the dua you are making. That dua you can make, and you can make plenty of du'as and your connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Another thing, in order to solve problems which we don't really use, and our good friend Maulana Yunus Dayah Sahib stresses a lot on this, and that is the tawassul of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We want a dua to be accepted. We say, oh Allah, for the love that you have got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or we just say in the wasila of Rasul sallallahu, the love you have for him, accept our duas. That is the thing also. And Maulana Yunus explains, it's such a powerful thing. But if we think to ourselves, we all make duas hopefully, but did we ever use the wasila of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Use the wasila of the Asma'ul Husna, all the names of Allah Ta'ala. They have got great, great power. And few particular ones that we mentioned, Ya Subbuh, Ya Quddus, Ya Ghafur, Ya Wadud. And this is also extremely powerful. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Phulpuli Rahmatullah Alayh, in his time, one person who was a factory owner, big factory, lot of workers, they went on strike. And now with all the laws also on the side of the workers, he was in great problems. He came to Hazrat, he told Hazrat, they make this dua with these words. Ya Subbuh, Ya Quddus, Ya Ghafur, Ya Wadud. And then by the next day or so, he came back, and he came in that time with a brand new car. He gave it to Hazrat. He said, I read that all these problems got solved. Otherwise, what a big problem with all the workers and them. One time, very long ago, one family in some country town, their truck got stolen. They phoned, and this was fresh in my mind, so I told them, read this. Then almost that same afternoon, after an hour, they phoned back, the truck is found. So the names of Allah are very, very powerful. Let us turn to Allah with this and with that conviction, and it will give us the great benefit of connecting with Allah. And as Maulana explained in the poem also, when a person gets connection with Allah, there is nothing more enjoyable than that. The greatest joy you can get, like a person, your wife was upset with you, and you tried very hard, finally she became happy, and now you can see she's happy, how happy you are. What is a wife compared to Allah? All the women of the world, what are they compared to Allah? If Allah is happy, and Allah, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Ahmad Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this quite often, that Allah brings problems in our lives so that we turn to Allah. We are not turning to Him. If we, a person who is awake doesn't need a wake-up call. But a person who is asleep, he needs a wake-up call. So if we don't wait for problems to come, make our connection with Allah Ta'ala, then the problems also won't come and we are connected. But when Allah wants a person to be connected to Him, Allah says the only way now is to bring a problem in his life. Then he will, like for example, a son, he's independent, he doesn't turn to his father, father wants him. So he makes some problem in his life. Now he has to come to the father. Now he has to ask him for help. So Allah wants us to turn to him. And that is a great, great thing when a person gets the tawfiq to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So the one is dua basically, use the beautiful names, Asma'ul Husna, the wasila of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another thing also, for all these problems in Syria, India, what is happening, Kashmir problem there was, Babri Masjid went out of our hands. Now in UP all these problems, everywhere. So for to solve these problems, let us have that feeling also. We must also have that feeling. And then make some the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one great thing to give sadaqah also. That for these particular, we should try and give regularly sadaqah. And sadaqah generally for all things. Sadaqah is that Allah becomes very pleased when a person gives sadaqah. And even if it is half a khajur it comes. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even with half a khajur. So whatever little sadaqah we can give. And then any particular problem, give sadaqah for that problem also. And we give sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. We give sadaqah, it is a guarantee for a good mort. And the greatest need, one of our greatest needs, is that we get a good mort. Everything hinges on that. This dunya thinks we make it very big, this problem, that problem. All the problems of the world, as Buzurgs have explained, all the difficulties and hardships of the world of everyone. It's not one drop of the ocean of the problems in the qabr and in the akhirah. Many times we think also, I'm so sick, if I die now is better. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, sab kehte mar jaye, mar ke bhi chain na paaye, to ab kidhar jayenge. We say our problems are so bad, I'd rather die now. And if after death we have problems, now where are we going? And in that qabr, where is a person going to escape from there? You can't escape from there whatsoever. And in the qabr, one is that a person is like locked up in a jail. And you hear the key turning, and they throw the key away. Nobody is going to open your door for you. What is your condition? And one is you are married with the girl you really wanted to marry. And now you are with her in the room, and your parents or somebody says, now we're locking up the room. Nobody is going to come in this room till the morning. What joy you have. So the qabr, Allah Ta'ala makes it that it be like that for us, not like a jail. And that now the planks are put, now the sand is thrown, and we are there, Allah save us. So one is sadaqah also. Sadaqah will makes Allah happy, saves us from a bad death, guarantees us a good death. Problems which are there the moment, sadaqah makes those problems go away. Problems which are on their way, sadaqah blocks those problems. And till Qiyamah that problem doesn't come, it blocks it. So Allah give us tawfiq of that. Another one great thing is mannat. That is also a thing perhaps generally we forget about it. We have any problem, we make a vow. So like for example, somebody is sick, we make a vow that, oh Allah, if you give shifa, I will keep 10 rozas. I will make so many rakats of namaz. I will go for umrah. Or I will feed so many people. Or I will do any good deed. So we try to make this. Mannat is also a thing to solve our problems. Mannat is a great thing that helps us in solving our problems. But one thing also we should remember, our nature is such that we make many times du'as also. Dua gets accepted, and then we completely forget to even say Alhamdulillah, Shukr Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, I made this dua, you accepted it. Once a problem is gone, as though it was never there, or that I solved it. I knew who to contact. I knew how to solve this problem. No, it was Allah who solved. Make Shukr to Allah Tabarak. So the same thing happens many times with mannat. We make the mannat, problem gets solved, we forgot our mannat also. And one of the things when we draw up our Islamic will, that if we have got any unfulfilled mannat's vows, then we have to write it, but who remembers? So when we make a vow, write it down is better. Just keep it one side. So that when the problem, and Allah saw today, because our indifference to deen, we feel du'as are not accepted. We do this, but it's happening. And our problems are getting solved. How many of our problems are getting solved? But we don't think about it. So, like now, mic was not working. Then it got solved now, but who of us makes shukr also? First we didn't make du'a also. When a problem got solved, we didn't make shukr also. This is our condition. Generally, in our lives, we are like, so Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And the other one important thing is that whatever problems there are, you come right first yourself. I have to come right, then the problem is going to get solved. Not I want to solve the whole world's problem, but I'm just totally oblivious, unmindful. My life is certainly not in order. For example, how many of us, trousers are below the ankle, but unmindful. Our beard, we haven't got beards, or we got it not according to sunnah. Our dressing is not according to sunnah. How many things in our lives, really, if we think that with our wives, how much we might be thinking, I got good akhlaq, and I treat my wife well, but really, we fail hopelessly. in the treatment of one another, our children's upbringing, how we fail. Everything we fail. So we have got lot of weaknesses and shortfalls in almost in everything we have got. So we try and correct that. With regard to our present conditions also, whatever it is, today unfortunately the ummah as a whole also, we know what we are going through. And there is a positive way also to look at it. And if we look at it like that, inshallah we won't feel all this depression, sadness that we are going through, despondency. And individually also, family wise also, community wise also. So these are all, these problems are there as we are seeing them, and we are all normally talking about them. But within, with that problem, let us never forget innumerable Allah Ta'ala's other favors that are upon us. Like for example, a person has got an illness, or somebody is going through a divorce, the wife didn't want to be divorced, the husband is divorcing her, or the wife is demanding the divorce, the husband doesn't want to give it. That has become now the only thing in our life. But at the same time, we got our eyes, we are looking with them. Our brains are still in order, we're not in a mad hospital. Our heart is still in order, it's working. And billions of other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And we don't think of any of that one problem is not the main problem now. It is the only thing in my life, as though there is nothing else. And if a person told, one friend, one day we met, we are having majlis, old man, we are coming in, how are you? He says, Alhamdulillah. Out of my 360 joints, only two joints, my knee joints up, I've got a problem. But the other 358 are still in order. But we just will focus that I've got bad my knee, my joints here of my knees, etc. Or I got a spine problem, or I got this problem, I got that problem, financial problem, I got this problem. But we don't think of all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And we think ourselves, if we did everything for the wife, with the house we made it for everything we did, one thing we overlooked or something, and now when she comes, she doesn't see any of all the good. She only finds that one fault. How will we feel? So Allah Ta'ala, who does everything, we should be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Appreciate all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which He gives us. So anyway, so all these conditions bring sort of, a person sort of loses hope also. So we should never lose hope also. Okay? If we look at ourselves, we look at the conditions in the world, we feel we're losing hope. But if we have that connection with Allah, which is the object, we build that connection, then a person will never ever lose hope. Allah's mercies are so kind, are so great all the time. And a person just thinks to himself, I am the worst servant in the world. My gunas are to what an extent. One great buzurg of ours, who lived an extremely simple life. If you would see him, you wouldn't even think like he's a laborer. The way he used to dress, his life, very great buzurg. But you won't even think he's a laborer. He spent one night at one place where there was a Hindu, and the Hindu's son was also there. The Hindu's son had gold bangles or something. When they woke up in the morning, bangles were missing. So that Hindu blamed Maulana immediately. He said, we were the only three people here and you have stolen. Maulana said, I didn't steal it, I didn't take it whatsoever. But he said, I'm taking you to the police station. I'm going to go and report you. When he took him to the police station, the police commander knew Maulana. So he immediately stood and saluted and greeted. Now that poor Hindu man thought, I'm going to be in trouble now. So Maulana immediately told him that you want to come and embrace me, show your respect, but all that on one condition, that you don't do anything to him. Leave him, let him go as he wants to. And so then he did, he let him go, he didn't punish him or anything. for Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, this great Maulana, I'm forgetting the name, he says, this was such a great blessing for me in my life, that whenever I stand up for namaz, that I think, Ya Allah, I'm that person that was taken like a rogue, like a crook, to the police station, how he pulled me and sort of dragged me to there. And this is really what I am, but you give me the opportunity to make my namaz. So everything of his, what he should do, keep roza. Where am I fit to keep roza? I'm a person who is to be, should be disgraced and humiliated like that, but you are giving me the honor of keeping roza. And if we really, all this majalis, as Maulana was explaining, we take it as a majlis. Now I also just take it, we have to obey. But by talking, listening, we don't know how much we are benefiting. If Allah give us ikhlas, He brings the reality, then what to say? But even just the superficial, even just the show of it, tere mehboob ke ya rab surat leke aaya hu, tu isko haqeeqat kar de, main sabahat leke aaya. Just this outward form also. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that a person just makes this outward form of the salihin, of the pious people, topi, Allah gift of amama also, beard, kurta. Outwardly he looks like a pious person, but inside he isn't. But outwardly he looks like a pious person. Just by this outward which you made, you will get the du'as of all the musallis in the world. The people who are making namaz in Haramain Sharifain, and how many pious people are making at this moment tahajjud according to time difference. How many people are engaged in what du'as at this moment throughout the world. It can be in Africa, and what pious people there are in Africa. It can be in Asia, it can be in Europe, it can be in America. The world is filled with pious people. Our attention is only to the negative. So we just think, what's Maulana talking about? Which world is he in? The world is filled with all evil, but really, 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 there are those people when we see their piety and we hear, a very little or very few people. What actually their piety is, only Allah knows. Many times it happens also. One funeral we attended, a young person passed away. And outwardly it looked like he wasn't like very parvenu. But when the people were talking, he was doing this also, he was doing that also, helping this. People got shocked at what he was doing. So like this, there are so many people, what piety they have got. So all this piety and all this pious people, they are all making dua in their namaz. Not only their dua, but namaz dua. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. You made yourself look like the salihin. And the magicians who came for Musa alayhi salam to combat him in his jadu, in their jadu, Musa alayhi salam had haq with him. But just because of that outward form, Allah Ta'ala, what iman Allah gave them, and in a split second Allah gave that iman, which normally will take years and years of very hard toiling, then you can get that level of iman. So this outward form, and of course on the one side, we mustn't fool the people, we are wolves in sheep clothing, that should also not be there. But at the same time, this is also very valuable in the eyes of Allah. And especially in these times, when people are making a mock of all this, and they disregard this totally, this has got great, great, great value by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Just wearing the topi, that has got great, great value by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every aspect. And then really, as our Shaykh also explained, if we just make our two rakats of tahajjud namaz, and that also after Isha, we made our four faras of Isha, two sunnat and muakkada of Isha, we make two rakats of tahajjud namaz, that also da'bu salihin. You are now actually included in the pious people. And now you are collecting the du'as of all the people in the world. On Shabi Qadr, how many people are making? Shaban night, all other occasions, Ramzan Sharif, you are getting all that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So, On the one side, we must not become despondent with the condition. And on the other side, we must not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We see the condition, we know we deserve it, and we deserve worse than that. So that is our action. But keep our eyes on the mercy of Allah. That in spite of all this, we were such that not one drop of rain should have fallen. But Allah is giving us rain. Out of His mercy is giving us with all the rains, in spite of them having come so late. But yet, every year, what fruit Allah gives us. Sometimes the rain, there is a real shortage. But what fruit Allah gives us. And the fruit again, Allahu Akbar. You take a mango, what variety of mangoes. Not only one or two types of mangoes, bananas. If I remember correctly, 800 varieties in the world of bananas alone. And you take your banana and you peel it and you think, Ya Allah, to preserve the actual banana, how you preserved it, how you did your packaging, and you covered it up so well. And then to open it, you just open it. And then if you have to want to know what the banana is, you'll have to go to a laboratory and find out that what things are in that banana. And the peel also, there are so many uses for that peel. There are a lot of you, usually we just throw it away, but there are a lot of uses for that. So every namat of Allah Ta'ala, one grain of rice, one speck of that flour, which we make our roti, and how many people, when you go home, then the wife has got hot rotis ready for you. All that roti, for it the stove was necessary, the water was necessary, for the water all the piping was necessary, for that the reservoirs were necessary, Allahu Akbar, you can't imagine. So we must, where the problems are there, don't just focus on that. But look at all Allah's favors. Where there are problems, look at the billions of ni'mats also. And Allah is giving, and whatever we eating, we can never ever, and nobody pays for what we are eating. For one drop of water, nobody can pay, and we not pay. For one grain of rice, for anything, all we are paying, all the people who are working for it. All the people who are working on the farm, they have to get wages. But that rice grain, they didn't make it also. That farmer doesn't make it, only Allah makes it. And that Allah gives sense to us. The people who are transported have to be paid. The people who build the roads have to be paid. People who are working with the computers and doing the paperwork have to be paid. But that commodity itself, one drop of water, nobody can pay for it. And nobody pays for it. And all the people who are working, try and work it out to get one grain of rice to me, from Pakistan, from Thailand, from wherever in the world, what it will cost. Allah has subsidized that also. I pay my 20-25 rand for a kilo of rice. How many grains of rice in there? I pay 120-150 rand for my kilo of badam. How many badams is there? Can a billion rand ever pay for one badam? And what things Allah has put in that badam? So Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is unlimited and so let us not become despondent. Look at Allah's mercy and always have great mercy. And a person who does that, an iman, al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. We need both things. Sometimes if there's difficult conditions, Allah says, had we given people money just abundantly, all should have become disobedient. Now when we are restricted with our money, we think how I have to spend. My one cent, I can't just spend like that. I have to think, I have to let it reach the end of the month. But if I was given just in abundance, where we should have used it in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's system, we cannot. And Allah's wisdom, we can never ever fathom. For us it is, we be happy. And Allah becomes extremely happy with that banda, that in whatever condition, when difficulties came, and he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah knows everything. He asked, what did my bandha? He said, Alhamdulillah. In their difficult conditions, he said, Alhamdulillah. Then Allah shows his great love to that person. But to understand that love, we also need to do that. And that is why we should come to majalis and listen to the talks of the ulama, read kitabs of our righteous ulama, that when Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased, that pleasure of Allah is shown also in a different way. It isn't just shown to, wife is pleased with us, and she know we are sugar patient. Now she's pleased, just giving full the whole teacup with sugar. And for everything that he loves sugar. That's not love for you. But when she doesn't give you your sugar, that's Allah. So what Allah does also, what can we understand? What Allah does for us is the perfect thing. Allah give us all tawfiq. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك